Okay. At least I can see most everybody now. Listen to the top where the little birds sing, all the melodies and the high notes ringing, the hoot owl howls over everything, and the jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, little duck quacks and he's on his way. Possum ain't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands. Pause or anything to got time. We're doing this a lot faster than we did the other night. Woo-hoo! It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. It's like alligator and a fox. Too fast. Simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawks above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. There we got them all. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got. Now speed test. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands. Some of you have been waiting since last night to hear what happens with the rock and the egg. The truth is that rock breaks thumbnails. I've lost my thumbnail since the last time I played this guitar. It's terrible. I think I hit a rock somewhere. If a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. Isn't that wonderful? Try it again. If an egg falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. There is an old saying, it is very wise. Can see the truth of it right before your eyes. Hot bass. Oh, if a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. People, they are different, various as they walk. Some are fragile like an egg, some are hard like rock. But if a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. This is an example of bad poetry, this next verse. The rocket is not broken and is most insolent. Must be nice to be a rock, for it is evident that too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. Now here's the moral. But the rock can never triumph, the egg it dare not mock. For if the egg is shattered, then splattered is the rock. If a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. I regret to say that I can't credit the writer of this song, because I don't know who wrote it right now. I've seen his name by the song, but I just can't remember, and I got this off a tape of some friends, and I've sent a postcard down to the person that I know knows the name of the author, but haven't gotten a response yet, so this is by a very special person. Are we there? You want to see some words? There's there's a part for you to sing on this. At the end of each verse, there's a part that's repeated. So if you'll just sing on with it, that'd be great.
Love it is to feel you're a part of what everything is.
at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival this year in Vancouver, BC, sung by a fantastic trio from Britain, Leon Rosselson, Roy Bailey, and a woman named Frankie Armstrong. If you ever get a chance to hear them, you won't ever forget it. They are tremendous. In 1649, to St. George's Hill, a wretched band they call the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlord, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. When we come in peace, they said, to Diggers' soul, we come to work the wastelands grow. This earth denied us, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By death and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their commands. They make the law chain us well. Their clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor folks starve. We work, we eat together, we heed love's word. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the Lord. Still we are free, oh, we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property the orders came. They sent the hired troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their properties, destroy their corns. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. So you poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We came in peace, the orders came to cut them down. You can sing that last verse. You poor take courage, you poor take courage, you rich take care, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury. Who knows, we may write some new verses right here on the spot. Let's see, how does it go? Oh yeah. D. When it's artichoke time in the Somebody help me out. It was in our hearts. Okay, then it's what? When there's alcohol. Okay. When there's a new alcohol in the old bus. When there's new alcohol in the old bus. When there's new alcohol in the old bus. There'll be a new spirit in my heart. There'll be a new and their striped pants at ease. They've gotten patriotic and they're going overseas. We'll have to do the best we can to bravely carry on. So we'll just keep the laddies here to manage while they're gone. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction in the army. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction in the army. Now, in case anybody out there is offended by this, I want to remind you that of something you may not know, which is that Malvina Reynolds wrote protest songs, but she said, "I write protest songs, but I'm not mad at anybody." All the bankers and diplomats are going in the army. It seemed a shame to keep them from the wars they love to plan. We're all of us contented that they'll fight a dandy war. They don't need propaganda, they know what they're fighting for. We'll have to do the best we can to bravely carry on. So we'll just keep the laddies here to keep the lassies warm. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction in the army. Oh, we hate to see them go, gentlemen of distinction in the army. are going in the army. We'll have to do the best we can to bravely carry on. We'll give them silver shovels when they have to dig a hole, and they can sing in harmony when answering the roll. They'll eat their old K-rations from a hand-embroidered box, and when they die, we'll bring them home and bury them in Fort Knox. Oh, oh, we hate to see them go, gentlemen of distinction in the Army. Oh, oh, we hate to see them go, gentlemen of distinction in the Army. If you love me, if you love, love, love me, plant a rose for me. And if you think you love me for a long, long time, plant an apple tree. Sun will shine, the wind will blow, the rain will fall, and the tree will grow. And whether you comes or whether you goes, I'll have an apple and I'll have a rose. Lovely to bite and nice to my nose, and every juicy nibble will be a sweet reminder of the time you love me and planted a rose for me and an apple tree. Ready? If you love me, if you love, love, love me, plant a rose for me. And if you think you love me for a long, long time, plant an apple tree. Sun will shine, the wind will blow, and the tree will grow. Whether you comes or whether you goes, I'll have an apple and I'll have a rose. Lovely to bite and nice to my nose, and every juicy nibble will be a sweet reminder of the time you love me and planted a rose for me. Rise up, my sisters, rise up, my brothers, say what's on your mind. You can help me. Rise up, my sisters, rise up, my brothers, this is not the time for silence. Don't you see? You gotta rise up, my sisters, rise up, my brothers, keep this country free. Day in Washington, D.C., it's the inauguration ceremony, celebration of the self-proclaimed moral majority. But their electoral victory is just 27% minority. So rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, keep this country free. Rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, say what's on your mind. Rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, this is not the time for silence. Don't you see? You gotta rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, keep this country free. Take a look at the priorities of the ruling Reagan company. The man himself on nationwide TV said, we have a right to live affluently. Well, that kind of philosophy makes our Bill of Rights a mockery. So rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, keep this country free. Rise up, my sisters, rise up, my brothers, say what's on your mind. Rise up, my sisters, rise up, my brothers, this is not the time for silence. Don't you see? You gotta rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, keep this country free. If you want clean air to breathe and some mountains left for your children to see, if you want equality for women and minorities, and something to show for your tax money besides radioactivity, you better rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers. keep this country free. Rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, say what's on your mind. Rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, this is not the time for silence. Don't you see? You gotta rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, keep this country free. Take a look around and you will see a lot of people like you and me. Sisters and brothers who believe in working for democracy. Yeah, look around and you will see that we're the real majority. So rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, keep this country free. Rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, say what's on your mind. Rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, this is not the time for silence. Don't you see? You gotta rise up, sisters, rise up, brothers, keep this country free. Rise up, sisters, rise up, my brothers, keep this country free. People who feel like they are in the minority when we're really not. People who are very concerned about issues like the environment and human rights are not in the minority. We haven't gotten quite as sophisticated about our methods of getting what we want. But I think that will happen in the next few years. So we'll keep plugging along. This is a song that I sang last time I was up here. I can't remember the name of the woman now. Somebody played the organ for this. It's a great song about struggle that women made in the early 1900s. It was the beginning of the Bread and Roses movement. And some of you may know more about the Bread and Roses movement than I do. But the gist of the story was that in about 1912, the workers in the textile factories, who were primarily women and children, had finally succeeded in having the child labor laws passed in the Massachusetts state legislature, which reduced the number of hours children worked to 54 hours a week. And the textile factories were furious. And as we discussed earlier tonight in the film discussion, what the textile factories then did in retaliation was to shut the factories so that no one had any jobs. And then the only thing that the unions could do, the only thing that those people could do was march in the streets. And one of the songs that they sang was Bread and Roses. Some of you are familiar with the song as Judy Collins has recorded it. That's the melody that Mimi Farina wrote, and if you don't know who Mimi Farina is, she's Joan Baez's sister. But there's also another melody that was sung at the time of the march. So as I sing the song, I'll sing the popular Farina melody, and I will also sing the old melody by a man named Robert G. Oppenheim. As we come marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we come marching, marching, we battle to for men, for they are women's children, and we mother them again. Until life closes. small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits new. Yes, it is bread that we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we bring the greater days. For the rising of the women means the rising of the race. No more the drudge, the idler, tend the toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glory. Bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses. This is an old Scottish song. It's got a great chorus in it. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he feeds those girls on candy. Ready? Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he feeds those girls on candy. Now I don't want none of your weevily wheat, I don't want none of your barley, but I'll take a measure of your fine white flour to bake a cake for Charlie. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he feeds those girls on candy. Now some folks marry for good looks, some folks marry for money, some folks marry country little girls, kiss them and call them honey. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he feeds those girls on candy. Well, a single life is a happy life, a single life is lovely. That means I'm out of control. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he feeds those girls on candy. Yes, Charlie, he's a good old man. He takes me out a fish, and I put the bait on Charlie's hook. I like to see him catch them. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he keeps those girls on candy. Now, there are a lot of verses to this song that have been added because the verses don't have to make any sense and they don't have to rhyme. Happiest day that I met you. Happy is tomorrow. I'm gonna run to the top of the stairs and tell the second story. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he feeds those girls on candy. Now some folks like to sing all day, some folks like to yodel, but I like to sit in my backyard and whistle at the garden. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, and he feeds those girls on candy. There are books on how to get rich quick, and books on how to diet. There are books on how to write a song, but I don't think I'll try it. Charlie, he's a good old man. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a good old man, This is a song that I wrote about telephone conversations and how strange telephone conversations can sometimes be when you're in a place to talk freely and the person on the other end really isn't. And I think that's happened to most everyone that's used the telephone. Sometimes when I'm far away and I call you on the phone, I have to laugh at the words you say, 'cause I know you're not alone. When I say I love you, say I miss you, you tell me you're sorry to hear it, and then you tell me how the weather has been there with you. Other times when I'm far away and I call you on the phone, I can tell as soon as you say hello that we're finally all alone. You tell me you love me, my heart is a blur. You tell me you miss me and I can't say a word, till I remember to ask how the weather has been there with you. So any time that I'm far away and I call you on the phone, don't be afraid that the words you say will leave me confused and alone. When I say I love you, I know that you love me too. When I say I miss you, I know where you'd like to be. As for me, well, believe me, I'd like to be there with you. When I say I love you, it's good to know your parents are fine. When I say I miss you and you don't answer, I don't really mind. I'll just remember to ask how the